Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in Mid-Missouri. I'm Ryan Levy. Today, more industries are trying to find ways to use digital technology to improve performance and connectivity. Missouri Business Alert's Li Ying Chen shows us how some in the Missouri healthcare community are turning to digital storytelling to help their patients cope with their illnesses.
Deanna Hayes has been HIV positive for 18 years. After she was diagnosed, she says she left Missouri and disappeared for 3 years before she was able to come back and confront the disease. Several years after she returned, she started participating in a snapshot project where participants told their stories of managing HIV and medication through pictures.
At first it was very sad. You know, they all feel negative about themselves and basically focused on the negative. But when they came back and we all met, it was very empowering that their pictures were so powerful.
Hayes took pictures of pills she took, hats she wore, and a huge tree with her 4-year-old granddaughter. The research project was a joint effort of Michelle Teddy, an assistant professor of health sciences at the University of Missouri and Truman Medical Center in Kansas City. And at the end of the project, participants use their photos to create 10 posters to showcase their experiences of living with HIV. Teddy said those photo stories help healthcare providers understand the needs of patients and create health education materials.
Using photo stories really helps people gain insight about their own experiences and relate to other people in a way that can really let other people know that they're not alone in this situation and can inspire them to reflect and ask questions of themselves and those around them that could help them in a much stronger and much more powerful way.
Teddy's snapshot project is just one example of an increasing trend of digital storytelling in healthcare. Last month, the Missouri School of Journalism and the Reno Journalism Institute hosted the first digital health storytelling conference. 20 health professionals, journalists, and storytellers gather in Columbia to discuss how digital storytelling could be used in healthcare. Pip Hardy traveled all the way from the United Kingdom to participate in the conference. She co-founded Patient Voices, an e-learning program that uses video storytelling to help people understand healthcare.
In a way, it was really just, it was finding a different medium that was going to be more suitable for a new world in which everything is conveyed digitally and on the World Wide Web and on the internet. So digital stories are a really effective way of doing that.
Although digital storytelling is considered a powerful tool in healthcare, it also raises ethical concerns among some experts. Victoria Sheffer is an associate professor of health sciences and psychological sciences at the University of Missouri.
We've shown in some contexts that some kinds of stories are actually harmful to decision-making, can bias people in certain contexts, persuade them to choose one option over the other when that's not particularly appropriate.
Deanna Hayes is now a peer educator at the Truman Medical Center Infectious Disease Clinic in Kansas City. She says she found a snapshot project so helpful that she uses pictures taken by participants in the project to encourage HIV patients in the community to tell their stories through pictures.
I think it's like the most powerful thing here that I've done. It's really big to my heart.
She says photo storytelling has the potential to benefit every patient and enable them to grow. Li Ying Chen, KBIA News.
Thanks for listening to this week's Business Beat. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Levy.